I first started there on the 2nd of June 1975. Just out of the blue, I rang QE2 catering department and I was told, yes, there was one position there for a catering assistant. Would I like to come along for an interview? Which I did within a matter of a couple of days, and I was accepted. And then I believe it was the following week, so I probably had my interview at near the end of May 1975. Then I started shift work then as a catering assistant full time. So it would either be an early shift I was on, or that would be in those days 6:30 till 3, and the late shift would be from 12 till 8:30. So it was like 1 week early is 1 week late. And in those days, we was on the top level of the hospital because they had two dining rooms then, east and west. And it was beautiful if it was on earlies, because, you know, you see all the little rabbits running around in the, you know, below in the, coming through from the woods and that. And but then west side got closed and we were only using one side then of the dining room, which was east. So, yes, I was there from the June until the following October, when they built us a new dining room down in the, like, the basement, which was level one, the ground floor. Yeah, so they built a new kitchen, a new dining room, which was very nice, but it wasn't quite the same as being, you know, at the top there where we had all that lovely view, you know, and you could even walk out onto the top there, you know, outside of the restaurant, you know, and look down and around, you know, all around the hospital. It was beautiful.
What were your duties as a catering assistant?
Well, it was a mixture of all sorts, actually. When I was a catering assistant, I used to help in the dining room, where we'd have to go around with a trolley and clear the tables and make sure the tables were, you know, nice and clean, you know, ready for the next, you know, people to come in. Sometimes I'd be on. We used to have a rota system, actually, for our jobs throughout the day. So if you were on dining room, on the rota, you'd do the dining room. And then there would be the till as well, you know, obviously where you were taking the money for the meals and such. So you might be on duty on the till that day. Then also there'd be another rota for washing up. So that was that. The washing up machine was all in the kitchen. So you'd have to push the trolleys through from the dining room into the kitchen, empty all those, you know, and then come back into the dining room again and start all over again, clearing the tables. That was open from 12 until 2 mm-hmm. for lunch. Breakfast used to be, I think we had slightly open to 6:30. No, the early shift would have been 6 o'clock till 2:30, that's right. So we'd be there for 6 to open at 6:30 for breakfast. And that used to run till 9 o'clock. And then from 9 o'clock would be like coffee throughout the morning until 12 o'clock, when it opened for lunch. And that would run till 2 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock it would be opened again for afternoon tea. That would close at 5 to get ready to open again at 6 for the evening shift, for the evening meals, for the supper. In later years, I'd help out in the kitchen, particularly if we had an early morning or chef that was coming in from any such reason. We had 2 or 3 uniforms while I was there, actually. I think I started in a maroon. Prior to that, they were in brown and cream, but like a nylon sort of material, which wasn't very good because, you know, obviously working in a kitchen, near a kitchen or a restaurant, hot place, that type of thing. Nylon sort of held the heat, didn't it? Wasn't very good. So then we went into kind of a cotton maroon, dark maroon. And then after that, we went from that into quite a pretty pale green, with the bottom part was green and the top part was a white and green stripe in the bodice part. And then the hat, sparing in mind we always had to have hats on, particularly handling food and behind hot plates, and they were in a white and green stripe with like a peak coming round. Yeah. And then, yes, I stayed in that until then. When I went in to being a supervisor, I was in a white dress that press studded all the way down the front. So that's what I wore then. And then, because when I went to management, mostly I wore a suit. But if I was working in the food, which I was always about in the restaurant at lunchtime. Then I'd wear a white coat with the white hat,